Hi, I'm Anderson Silver, author of the books Your User's Manual and Volume 2, Your Duality Within. Life is difficult, isn't it? And in today's hyper-connected modern day, it just seems like it's harder than ever before, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you it really doesn't have to be that way. With a little help and guidance from ancient Stoic philosophers, you really can attain an anxiety-free and purposeful life. How do I know? Thanks to Stoicism, I'm one such person who turned his life around, and I'm here to share some of that ancient wisdom with you. Welcome to Stoicism for a Better Life.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I'm not going to complete the rest. I can't afford the royalties. What is up, everybody? Hope you're having a wonderful day, a blessed day. I'm recording this on the 16th of May. It's around 11 o'clock Eastern time. I'll be releasing this probably... Nah, I might release it now. Why not? YOLO, bro. Stupid. All right. I wanted to release this one in quick succession from yesterday's question. You'll recall the last episode I answered, how can I handle transition between my academic and professional life better as a Stoic? And the answer to that was always remember who you are, what you are, and where you are. Today's question is, what's your ultimate relax session, the one that resets your brain to the fresh, out-of-the-box state? Great question, Veronica, and thank you for chiming in as always. The reason I wanted to release this in quick succession is because there's not necessarily, at least in my experience in this temporal world over 4 decades, there's no one activity that really clears the mind that's really the perfect answer for everything. Much like everything else in life, there's no perfect answer. At different points in my life, I've used different relaxation sessions or hobbies. And then there are some that I often go back to, such as meditation and journaling. These are the most powerful ones that reset my mind. However, if my energy levels aren't right, I'm not able to meditate or journal. Now, this is me. Some people might be able to do it and power through it. Personally, I need to manage my body as much as I manage my mind, right? The body and the mind are interwoven and connected. So my hobbies are varied, and I make a point of having the tools and opportunities to do different things. You know, I like hiking. It's quiet during the winter. I like doing snowshoeing. It's quiet. I like going on adventures on my Harley. I take that bad boy out whenever it's nice and I have some time off. Those of you who follow me know I also have a sweet ass Mustang. I love maintaining that thing, upgrades on it. I always have a perpetual pile of parts that I'm supposed to put on the car. Oh, it's 11:11. 1111. Make a wish, everybody. I like, what sports do I play? I mean, I recently got into clay shooting, sports shooting. You know, it's that thing you say, pull, and then this disc flies across the sky and you shoot at it and go, yay. Getting back into fishing. I don't like catching things I can't eat because I live around the city. The fish are fairly polluted, but I'm trying to find spots that are a little cleaner. It could be anything from hunting to painting. Painting is a big one, very therapeutic for me. And you can tell all of these have a different energy level, right? When I'm painting with some Madeleine Peru playing in the background, that relaxes me in a way that cannot match my Harley when I'm on that bad boy and it's just fucking shaking down the road. Like, rah! They're two completely different experiences. And at different times, I need different things. So why am I sharing all this? Because hobbies, when you stimulate the body, is a great way to remind yourself where you are. You recall from the last episode that life happens for you. Right, this weird thing called life, which is a very short window, happens for you. And you need to interact with this world in a way that makes you happy. Oftentimes, we're stuck interacting with it in a way that sucks. You know, whether you're at school or work or family, there's good times and tough times. And we feel forced to go through some of these because you can't give up on your responsibilities. But with a hobby, you get to pick and choose what you do and when you do it. So, buying a cheap secondhand kayak if you live near the water can open up all sorts of opportunities to go kayaking, go spend a day on an island. I don't know. And then you can store that bad boy for a couple of years and not even use it. Just do something else. The important thing is to remind yourself where you are. Before you were born, billions of years of darkness. After you die, billions of years of darkness. You just happen to be awake and looking through this window called life into this place called a temporal world. And you get to interact with shit. You know, you throw something and it falls down. You hit someone, they hit you back. You know, cause and consequence. Go out there. Don't hit people. No, don't hit people. But go out there and experience life is what I'm saying. Do different things and see how things react. Explore your world because you're not going to be here long. And that would be my best advice for hobbies. Find ways, different ways to stimulate yourself, get out there into the world, often solo. I always recommend doing these things mainly solo, not always solo. You need to socialize as well. But we need our alone time with our body and our mind. Yes, socializing is fun, but the best and most important relationship you have is with yourself. So invest in it. All right, next episode, we're going to talk about happiness. Why you can't get it. Spoiler alert, you can't seem to find happiness because you are defining it wrong. I'll see you at the next episode. Well, I won't see you, but you'll hear me at the next. God, I'm so stupid. You guys have a good one. I'll talk to you next time.
Remember, virtue is not about perfection, but about trying your best. No matter how big or small that effort might be, just keep working on improving yourself, and by definition, you will be virtuous. Check out my articles and other podcasts. Hey, they just might help you on your journey of self-improvement. You can access them all on patreon.com/AndersonSilver. Follow the page to receive notifications of all my new content, and all of this is absolutely free, of course. I wish you all a productive and tranquil week. And remember, we're all in it together, and we're all rooting for each other.